Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. We're thrilled to have Colleen Ryan Mallon joining us. And Colleen is with one of my favorite communities in the entire metropolitan area is the Goodwin House. I know many of you know of the Goodwin House. It is actually two locations that are virtually a mile apart, I think, one in Alexandria, one in Bailey's Crossroads. And Colleen is the vice president of marketing for both communities. I've met with Colleen. She's a wonderful and delightful person. I'm thrilled to have her join us this morning. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me, and thanks for the warm welcome.
You're welcome. I'd like you to take a couple minutes and explain what is Goodwin House, what's the origin of it, and what is its person, its philosophy, its mission?
Goodwin House, our mission is to support, honor, and uplift the lives of older adults and those who serve them. And to that end, we like to make sure that we are always starting with the individual and looking at what is the best for the individual needs, as opposed to really looking at a group of people as one type of person. And we also make sure that we're taking care of our staff, because we know if we take care of our staff, then they're going to be more focused on taking care of our residents. So to support, honor, and uplift the lives of older adults is really where we focus our time and attention.
Wow, that's great. I like that. Support, honor, and uplift older adults and those who support them.
Absolutely.
So, and the community, you're an A, B, or C, CCRC, and I'll explain what the difference is in just a second. Which one are you?
So Goodwin House started as a Type A community, which is the extensive model, mm-hmm. but we have added both a Type B, which is our long-term care insurance option, as well as a 90% Type C option. So we really have choices based on whatever the individual's financial situation is.
Okay. And just to explain to our audience, A, B, and C, these are different ways of describing the kind of care and the cost of that care. What you have, independent, assisted living, full-time, you have memory care as well, as I recall?
That's correct.
Okay. So how you pay for that, some communities that you enter into in senior communities, you will pay essentially the same amount regardless of the kind of care, and it typically is a larger monthly payment for that option. That is an A, a Type A community. A Type C community would be you pay less for independent living than you would for assisted versus memory care. So based on your need at the moment, you pay more for whatever that need is. And B covers a portion, a period of time, typically employing long-term care insurance to cover that. I think I've got that right. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And Goodwin House also does have 24-hour nursing available as well on site.
Okay, excellent. Now, the residents in your communities, how many people live in both?
We have close to 1,000 residents between our two communities. We have about 520 residents are living at Goodwin House Bailey's Crossroads, and then the difference are at Goodwin House Alexandria.
Well, with that many residents living in your community, you must struggle from time to time attracting more people to come to the community. That's what most people would think. But Goodwin House is running virtually 100% to capacity right now. Is that right?
That is correct. And our waiting list increased by about 30% last year.
What is the motivation for someone to get on the waiting list for Goodwin House now?
I think the important thing is to plan for your future. And that's really one of the things that we appreciate about your show, is really helping people to understand the steps that you need to take before you have to make a move. And so getting on the list and beginning to make steps towards downsizing or right-sizing, as some people prefer to say, mm-hmm. and getting your home ready to sell before you have to actually sell it are all things that help a transition process go much smoother when the time comes for someone to decide that they want to leave their home and move to a community.
Goodwin House is about supporting, honoring, and uplifting older adults. And you will attract people to come to the community to find out more about Goodwin House. Ultimately, not everybody's going to move to Goodwin House, and that's okay with you, because your heart is to help people make the decision about what's best for them. If it's to age in place and that's where they're going to be, you want to support, honor, and uplift them to that end in the same way you would do that for them to move into the community, right?
Absolutely, and we started a program called Goodwin House at Home last year to support people who absolutely don't want to move out of their home but want to remain in their own homes. So certainly that is something that we've tried to support and grow our mission by supporting more individuals, including those who are either waiting to move into Goodwin House or they may be waiting to move into another community but have needs in the meantime.
Colleen, what do you mean by when you say Goodwin House at Home? What are the services that you provide?
Goodwin House at Home was developed to help individuals who wanted to remain in their own home, who would need coordination of care and services down the road, but who also want the assurance of having the coverage from a financial perspective to actually pay for the care when and if it's needed. So just like moving into a retirement community such as Goodwin House, where you're paying an entrance fee and a monthly fee, but when you need the care and services, Goodwin House basically is helping to pay for those services and also coordinating your care. Goodwin House at Home enables an individual to pay what's called a membership fee and then a smaller monthly fee and be guaranteed that as their needs change, they can remain in their own home, we coordinate the care, and then we cover the cost of the care based on the plan that the individual selects.
Okay, coordinating the care. Explain what you mean by that.
So basically there's a resource manager who would get to know the individual. Similar to the communities, you do have to have, there is a qualification program, a medical qualification program, to join the program. But the concept is that when an individual starts to need any activities of daily living, such as bathing or dressing, toileting, transferring, that there's somebody who would be able to, you know, get the care that's needed for that individual, and the resource manager can also coordinate any services that are needed in the home, whether it's housekeeping, lawn maintenance, snow shoveling, those kinds of things. And then they also are making sure that whatever care is needed is being provided, and also that we're making sure that the care is of the highest quality. So it's really coordinating everything that that individual needs in order to remain in their own home.
Okay. And this would be a clinical social worker who meets with them initially to see the depth of care needed?
Yes. We have all different backgrounds. So we have nurses or social workers depending on what the specific need of the individual is.
Fascinating. I did not know about Goodwin House at Home. I'm very impressed by that. It mirrors something we're doing at Widow Care, specifically just for widows, in trying to evaluate what the need is and then provide and match the resources. Clearly, you guys have got the wherewithal to do this in a much more dramatic way. I'm very happy to hear about Goodwin House at Home. Goodwin House is a wonderful community. I love the custard, I got to be honest. That's what draws me to stop by is they have this custard machine at Goodwin House, the Alexandria side. So, you know, the Bailey Crossroad, you guys are kind of out of luck, right?
Nope, we have at both houses. You can't have one at one house and not have it at the other. You can find it at both of our communities.
Okay. So it's kind of a silly thing, but it's funny, you know. I seriously have driven out of my way and just run in for a custard because you can walk in and just grab a little cone and fill it with this really good custard, and you're on your way. So visit, you know, go to Goodwin House, move in for the custard, folks. That's the reason you want to live there. Okay, so you know, at some point in the future, I'll be at Goodwin House, and we'll discuss how to sell your house for top dollar, as I've done in many other locations. If you're interested and would like more information on possibly visiting for that, give me a call at 800-900-9104, toll free there, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Okay, so speaking of food, I know your food is excellent. The chef there, somebody special, I understand?
We have, at both of our communities, we have very, very well-experienced chefs who have spent a lot of time in high hospitality industries. Mm-hmm. We have a French chef at our Goodwin House Village Crossroads community, but one of the things that is really nice at both of our communities is that they have their own herb gardens, which they grow their herbs and they use those in their cooking and are very well aware of special dietary issues. We're also seeing individuals moving in with you know, much more conscious of their healthy diets and gluten-free diets and those kinds of things. So we try to make sure that we have something for everyone.
That's great. Any upcoming events you want to mention? We've got about 10 seconds.
We have, once a month, we have events at both of our communities. If you go to our website in our events page, you can find a full listing of all of the events that we have upcoming for the year.
Great. Well, Colleen Ryan Mallon with Goodwin House, it's been a pleasure to have you, as always.
Thank you very much.
Last thing, give us, is it goodwinhouse.org is your website?
That is correct. www.goodwinhouse.org.
Great. All right. Thanks so much. Hey, coming up in just a minute, we will be discussing getting your house ready for top dollar for the spring of 2016. Don't go away.